Thank you in the name of Jesus. And we're so thankful for that wonderful name. And we call upon that name today. And we're so thankful in that name today that you're here. And thank God we're in the presence of the throne. And Lord, we're coming boldly today. And I'm thankful to God that there's mercy and grace. And hallelujah, we all have a need. We have a need. We have a need to know you more. And thank you, God, that you give that need to us. Lord, let us draw nigh in full assurance of faith, believing you today, knowing that you hear us, dear God. Lord, if there be a heart that's indifferent here today, Lord, touch them. God, those that are needing a healing here today, touch them. And God, those that, and that's all of us that need to break up even more of the fallow ground. We're drawing breath and we need to get low so you can be made great in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Increase today. Increase. Lord, we just ask that we may magnify your wondrous name. May the glory of God go forth in abundance. May the grace of God abound in this place. May the love of God break up the fallow ground today. And we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your love. We ask that the Holy Spirit anoint each and every life. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. We're going to read a little bit about these mighty men. Mighty men. I pray, God, there's many a mighty men here today. We're going to notice here, too, that they're called mighty men at a place called Ziklag. Ziklag means encompassed in grief. Encompassed in grief. Enveloped in grief. Now you know your life's got purpose. Every one of us know that we live in a day and an age, if you're aware at all, we are encompassed in grief, but praise be to God, that's His very plan. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He must take us that way to make us the mighty men of God. Verse 1. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. Now it'll go on in the rest of these verses, and it's so precious. It names these mighty men, and each one of their names has such great significance. It's awesome what they mean. But we're going to jump on ahead to the 21st verse. About these mighty men, and they helped David. They helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until it was a great host, like the host of God. Now you talk about one of the sweetest types and shadows, brothers and sisters, of the Old Testament. And I'm excited today. I'm excited when I read the Word of God. I'm reading about you and I'm reading about me. And I'm thankful to Him. Put yourself in this Word, praise God. He has already placed you there. Let Him give you a vision of what He wants you to be. And brothers and sisters, we are warriors. Come on. The trumpet has sounded. Let's go. Come on now. We're warriors. Helpers of the war. Helpers of the war. Isn't that amazing? Praise God what He thinks of us. God making us and molding us after the good pleasure of His will to defend His kingdom, His gospel. He chose us, the likes of you and me. How mighty. What purpose? King David and his mighty men. We're reading about a story here. About a life. They were placed in this time to fight, to continue to fight, to possess the land of promise that God had given to Abraham. So here we are today as well. We're fighting. Oh yes, we are. We're fighting the greatest fight. We're fighting for the most prized possession of all time. Did you know that? The most prized possession that's ever been offered to man. I hope you'd know what that is. Sitting right down there in one of your hands. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. warriors, brothers and sisters. Fighters, praise God. Mighty men that the Holy Spirit can encourage in the Lord. And hallelujah, brothers and sisters. You talk about an exciting life. You talk about a wondrous journey. The reality that we have been called and chosen to fight the good fight of faith. We're taking it pretty lightly today. Come on now. Fighting the good fight of faith. But for the grace of God, there go I. Think about those people that you know, the flotsams that cross our lives and our paths every single day. Thank God that we know we have a calling. Thank God that we know that we've been chosen. Thank God that we know that He has called us. Isn't that wonderful? God has called you. And if you've accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, you're His sheep. And my sheep know my voice. And they hear me. And praise God, we can yield today and follow Him. Isn't that mighty? That's mighty. I'm looking at people that have been called throughout all of the world. I know many lives in this place, coming from afar. The ones on the internet that send me daily. Whether it's Paraguay or Canada or all of these different places. Praise be to God how the world, praise His name. The world He chose to bring forth this message, and the Word of God is still drawing hearts to Him today. Isn't that mighty? I just thrill in that. To think that He saw us in Christ in ages past. In ages past. Praise God. And has drawn us to this place, to this time, to this moment, to hear this message, to hear the Word of God. That's how He cares for you. That's what all was encompassing upon His mind. The reality, brothers and sisters, that we have been chosen to fight the good fight of faith. And listen to this. A fight, if we will fully participate in, just like we were reading about the other, whether it was Brother David or Brother Joshua, who wholly followed the Lord. If we will fully participate in this fight, we will assuredly result in joint heirship together with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Glorified together with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Come, take what He's giving us, brothers and sisters, to be excited about the things of God. He's going to take a company and He's going to make known to them that I have loved thee. He's going to show her forth. She's going to display the glory of God descending from heaven. Can you imagine that? And that can be you, that can be me, as we fight the good fight of faith and not be distracted by the temporal things of the enemy trying to get in there. His arrows that fall helplessly to the ground as we put on the whole armor of God and stand in defense of the gospel. Whether my close family wants to go this way, God help them. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. If you stay in my house by the grace of God, you're going to serve the Lord. That's how it needs to be. The promises of God are yea and amen. It's mighty. His word is true. He's got a perfect path for man. He's got a perfect path for you. Trust Him. God help us. God help us. We're not a patient people, are we? Always looking for quick results. Oh, let's quick fix it now. Don't look at results. God's already got that result. It's called victory in my Son. It's the intent of the heart, brothers and sisters. And are we fully going after God? Think about that. Day by day, Lord, You've caused my heart to praise You. It may look like a wreck. Things might not look like they're working out right. But it doesn't matter. I know that You perfect that which concerns me. Do we believe that? God has us in the place we need to be. And I mean that. He's got you in church today. Could you imagine that? I'm telling you for myself. I grew up in a church. It didn't matter. God got a hold of me. And praise be to God every day by His grace. By His grace. I'm showing up and saying, thank You, Jesus. What do You got for me today? And it's good. It's good. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times it's quiet. It's a quiet time. But you know, I know a brother that had a quiet time on the backside of a desert for 40 years. And oh, the glory he got to see in the Lord. Didn't he? Isn't that amazing? You willing to wait? What's better than to wait on God? Come on, what is better than to wait on God? Read about your brothers and sisters in Christ. Know what's coming. And they didn't even know what was coming like we know what is coming. The offering that's in the balance to us. Joint heirship together with Jesus Christ. Glorified together with Jesus Christ. Okay. How do I know it? How do you know it? Oh, people say, well, that's an awful bold statement, brother. Well, it's the Word of God. What do His words mean to you? I pray they mean everything to us, don't they? I'm praying that God make me simple enough just to believe Your Word. Faith like a child. Faith like a child. You said it and it is so. I'm so grateful to know that in case any of us sometimes fail to remember, I am more and we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Do you believe that? Huh? More than conquerors? What's more than a conqueror? The only thing I've ever seen in this world are conquerors. But I'm talking about more than a conqueror. You know what more than a conqueror is? It is finished. It's done. The victory's already been made. Us in Christ. Do you get that? My goodness! The power of His might working in lives here today. And what God can do with that. To know that He loves us. To know that faith is the victory. To know that Tielio upon that cross is just what it says. It is finished. We have victory in Jesus. Praise be to God. I love this stuff. God, just pour it forth. We have won in Him. There is no uncertainty in our fight. No. Complete and absolute confidence of the outcome that, Son, if you suffer with me, you will reign with me. I'm loving that. I'm understanding that. I'm believing that and apprehending what God has for us, brothers and sisters, that it truly is that way. But it must be here if we're going to enjoy that over there. I can see these things afar off, or I can get right down in the middle of them. And I can enjoy the Lord. Praise God, we can sup together. And He tells me these things. It's beyond a courtship, I'm telling you. It's a table and it's intimate. And He's telling me the things of our wedding and all the things that we're going to share together. And it's all right here in the Word of God for all of us. It's right here. He tells you everything. Son, what I have is yours. It's yours. You understand why Brother Hill said so many times, God, help our unbelief. God, help our unbelief. Let me come in there boldly. I don't care what other Christians may think. I've got freedom. I've got liberty. I've got a vision that He wants me. He wants you in there. He don't want you to leave. Come on, honey. Come in here. I want to talk to you about all of these things. By my Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. Do you know what wealth I hold right here? And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John put his head upon his breast and heard his heartbeat. I put this upon my heart, praise God. And I hear the words of my Bridegroom. And I see His face. It might be a little bit darkly right now, but it's coming clear and clear every day. Someday I'm going to hear that trumpet. I believe the trumpeter's voice is, come away with me. Come away with me, my love, my fair. Come away with me. Oh, I love Him. Praise God. Even my Bible, by all things, consist and hold together. All right. Well, brothers and sisters, we've got to get with it. Not just to get through this sermon, but we've got to get with it. Yeah, we really do. See, we're not wimpy little things. Do you understand that? Oh, no. My goodness. And you young people and young men, and especially my sons in my house, I'm so thankful to God. You're mighty men of God. We're not wimpy things. We're not wimpy things. We are all powerful in Jesus Christ. Do you know that? And praise God, as the Spirit comes to dwell, full of the Holy Ghost, the very power of His might dwelling in me. See, we're coming to a time, a camp, Praise be to God. It was a time where the Lord allowed me to receive the infilling of the Spirit. All of those things. The power of God. Isn't that amazing? Come to dwell in my life. If I'll allow it. Huh? Praise God, I am filled. But am I full of the Holy Ghost? I want to be. I pray to God every day, Lord, let me live a life that is full of the Holy Ghost, that absolute wondrous power. And now that we have this, brothers and sisters, by grace through faith, I want to use it. I want to use it. I want to be a mighty man of God. Now, a lot of people think that, well, then what am I going to do for God? No, it's not what you're going to do for God. It's what He's going to do in you if you'll allow Him to do it. And the way it always needs to be done is be still and know that I am God. Come on. See, you can join the army like all of those Israelites did. But he called the shepherd boy to go defeat the giant. Come on. See, just sit and be still. Huh? Oh, God, help us. We're on the cusp of winning Christ. I mean, we're right there. I remember the first day I came into this pulpit as your pastor. I remember looking at that glass. And it's like right there, Lord. It's just right there. We're so close. We're on the cusp. And every day it's one day closer. It is. Not one day further. It's one day closer. No matter how you cut it. Now David and these mighty men, they saw their enemies, didn't they? They got to look down there and look up there and see them. The Philistines, the Ammonites, all those different ones. Usually have an ites or an ines. But we're fighting, brothers and sisters, many times enemies we do not see. Oh, yeah. Now, you know, without the whole armor of God, I'd start to fear too. Huh? That's why the bride has eyes before and behind. Full of eyes. Amen? Just a vision. And that vision's always to Him. I'm not watching out for, ooh, what's going to be. Let's get my eyes on Him. I know He fights my battles. I know He's called me to be a warrior. Lord, praise God, You'll do it. And it's so wonderful. But see, we're fighting enemies we don't see, whether they're principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, even spiritual wickedness in high places. I will not fear what man can do unto me. If God be for me, who could be against me? See, they think that they are. I've seen many times in my life, whether it been people, teachers, even as a young man, people I worked with, familiar friends, digging pits that I would fall in. Absolutely. And they all fell in them. That's right. Don't dig it too deep now. Don't be doing that. You don't realize how far it's going to hurt when you fall in there. You meant it for my evil, but God meant it for my good. See, that's what you got to know. Do you believe that He directs your steps? I believe it. I believe it. There's a boldness in the Lord and in Him, in His faithfulness in our lives. And it's a bold walk, brothers and sisters. It's just knowing that Jesus Christ loves us. But you talk about a day and an age needing special forces. We've heard that a lot of things. I appreciate our special forces. But I'm going to tell you, this is the special forces that we need today. And God help us to make us wake up to what we've got. I've been reading about how I got still. I can break the steel bands. I can leap over walls. And I was thinking, now, brother, I saw you the other night. You couldn't even get out of the chair. And I said, well, praise God, I'm talking about on my knees. I'm talking about by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Upon that rock, praise God. Oh, upon that rock, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Do you realize how powerful that is? And that's what's so amazing. He's got to flee in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Do not. Don't let him make you fearful. Don't let him make you live a life of guilt. That's all been taken away. Do you know that? Isn't that wonderful? Remember, it's grace and mercy. Let's just go back to square one. Let's just go back to the cross. And just stay at the cross. And realize it's the cross. Yeah, Jesus, I want to live for you. My heart breaks when I don't yield to God. I know that. Been there, done that. He allows me to see it more and more. Yes, I am human. An old wretched man that I am. And oh, thank God for His grace. But Lord, just take the guilt. Lord, take all of that remorse and put it away, because we're going on. See, let the Scripture piece this together for us, brothers and sisters. The Word of God says to stand, withstand, and having done all, to stand. Endure the hardness as a good soldier. Put on the whole armor of God. And I'm thankful to God. I think we're getting it. My goodness, we are fighting for a crown. Revelation 3:8 tells us that those who have a little strength are going to win it. Little strength. Little strength. I have kept the faith. Abided full of faith to believe God. Faith which worketh by love. Let Him bring all those things together for you. See, that's what faith is. It's just the love of God. Realizing that Jesus Christ loves you so. And that's how come you can believe in Him. Because He won't leave you nor forsake you. He will never let you down. He will never let you go. You're in His hands, His Father's hands, and no man's greater than my Father. And you can't pluck Him out of my hand. I've got it. Most importantly, I got you. See? He'll take care of it. He will, brothers and sisters. And we need to rely and reside into that love of God. And in that, our faith will grow. And praise be to God, these ones that had a little strength, these Philadelphia saints, swept right out of here before the tribulation even kicks off. But those are the mighty men of God. And the reason they're the mighty men of God, and the reason that they're the warriors, or the captains of the host that we read about, is because upon the Lord's return, I'm talking about the Lord's return when He's coming back as God. You don't see the Lamb there anymore when that portion of Scriptures. You see feet of brass. You see eyes of fire. And there's captains of the host. Those are the trumpeters that are ringing forth the judgment of God. And we read about these things, don't we? It's exciting stuff. It's amazing just to read about that and to think, that's my God. That's my Lord. And He's going to make this right. But then He can strum in there further. And He says, honey, I want you there with me. Do you see that? When you're one as a husband and wife, and you really love one another, you want to experience things together. Amen. Amen. And I know sometimes when I'm suffering, I'd like to keep that from my wife. Or vice versa. You know what I'm saying. Oh, I don't want to cause you to go this way, honey. Jesus Christ loves you so much, He said, no, you're going to have to suffer with me. If you've ever really known a relationship, the greatest times that you've ever really grown together is in the suffering. And that's the truth. It is. Joyful times, it's easy to walk hand in hand, and it's easy to walk arm in arm, and it's easy to kiss each other. But it's in the times of suffering where you're really made one. It's in the hardship where, you know what, we've got to come together here, honey. And that's the time we're in right now, brothers and sisters. We're being pressed out of measure. I understand that. I don't know of a family in this place that isn't despairing of their own life. But praise be to God, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Isn't that awesome? That's it. And it makes everything right. It brings joy unspeakable and full of glory, just what they were singing about. It's amazing a song comes into my heart. Against all odds, oh, never, never. Because nothing's hard for God. There isn't an odd there. Do you understand that? Do you get that? Praise God. That's the victory that we ride in. And all He's asked me to do is, honey, just hold the fort. For I am coming. I signal, Lord. Praise God. It's clear. I believe You, Lord. I'm just standing. Oh, the enemy's rising up against. I see them licking their chops day by day. I'm not going to fear what man can do unto me. What do you think? Come on. It's awesome. Praise the Lord. But brothers and sisters, as He talks about this, He's talking about you and me. To be there with Him in glory. Praise God. The trumpeters bringing out the wrath of God upon to exterminate the evil. Isn't that amazing? You. I know you're incapable. I know I could never do it. But I see God writing here, line upon line in my life, if I'll allow this to be written. Honey, that's for you. Oh, this is exciting stuff. Oh, exciting stuff. See, nothing could be more exciting. Nothing could be more incredible. Nothing could give you more purpose. Oh, I want purpose in life. Read the Word of God. Understand what He's telling you. This is your calling. It is. That you would grow up into all things in Christ. Filled with all the fullness of God. All men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. How much more clear would He have to be? That's for you. And in that, it's going to manifest itself in different ways and shapes and forms in this earth as His vessels. Praise God, we're not a tract housing development. We're custom homes. Aren't we? Praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful, every single one of us, you are built specially and specifically, vessels prepared afore unto glory. Quit wanting to be something else. Please, quit. I promise, you're perfect. Because He's perfect. He's perfect. And this is the way it must be. Praise God. To get excited that we have been called and chosen. And you couldn't been in any other vessel to be called and chosen. It had to be that way. It has to be this way. Oh my goodness. How often do we murmur? Oh, thinking, Lord, I need something more. Come on. I need something different. I'm not up here to tell you. Well, you know, if you look in the mirror every day and say, I'm okay. And I surround myself with happy people, I'm going to be happy. God forbid I'd ever tell you stuff like that. Gather the much the more as you see that day approaching with the saints of the most precious like faith. And I'll tell you what, you won't just be happy. You'll have a joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll begin to get a vision of who you are in Christ. You'll begin to get a vision of what He wants for you. You'll be singing on the hilltops, thank you, Jesus, that You made me exactly the way that I am so that I could be a mighty man of God. That this is the vessel and this is the form and this is the mind and this is the body and this is the skin and this is the color. That I have been called to be a warrior. To fight the good fight of faith, and it couldn't have been any other way. Do you see that? I'm so thankful to God for you. Praise be to God that we all are different, but we're one in Christ. Do you see it? Praise God, that's what He wants for our lives. The treasure in us, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you what you do need. You need to get thankful. You need to understand who you are in Jesus Christ and what He wants you to be. That's the need for every single one of us. That we live in the greatest of times. That we live in the greatest time of faith, brothers and sisters. That the greatest warriors of heaven are going to come out of this age. That we're fighting against a Satan that is so incredible to think this. That he's on the verge of knowing that he's got it just a little bit of time. See, he's so stupid he doesn't even know that yet. But he's going to know it. And it's getting more pressing. And he's going to know that. And how exciting. And his fury's growing. And the evil of man is waxing worse and worse. And we're living in a time, I'm telling you, that the love of many is waxing cold. And we're living in a time where there's war and rumors of war everywhere. And we're living in a time where man and his philosophy, and that's what people are starting to go after. And we're living in a time where Christianity is starting to fall asleep. And they're starting to become the Laodicea almost, where it's coming to be spewed out of my mouth. You're neither hot nor cold. Let me tell you something. Neutral you cannot be. If you want this full of glory life, brothers and sisters, you have got to make a move. And the move is to the throne of glory. Coming boldly to the throne of grace. And understanding that it's going to be God's way. And you are going to have to fight the good fight of faith. You're not going to be able to just go hide under your bed or trying to disguise yourself within the world and living over here and trying to serve God and mammon. You're a servant of somebody's today. And are you a servant of Christ or are you a servant of the enemy? It's not going to be both. She's a spotless church. My brothers and sisters sang about it. Someday I'm just going to start cutting loose when they sing and just embarrass you all. I don't know what it's going to take. But brothers and sisters, it's true and it's real. He's proposing to us. I want to wed you, he's saying. My goodness, I don't care if you're visiting for the first time here today. You have been blessed, not with a message from me. My goodness, I understand this vessel, but I understand the message of Christ. And I'm telling you, he's telling you about Mary and Jesus today. He's telling you, I have a high calling of God that's in my son. He's telling you that I want you to come out from among them and be ye separate. I want you to come out from among them and I want you to marry my son. I want you to get serious with the things of God. I want you to start tending upon the things of my son without distraction and understanding it'll be the greatest joy in your life. I'll wrap it up. Recently, I've received many phone calls, brothers and sisters. And maybe you haven't wanted to call and share the burden. But some are becoming a little bit discouraged. They're starting to become a falling away. God help us. God help us. And I speak for the meetings, and I see my dear brother and sister in the Lord that the Lord has called to minister His glorious gospel. But there's a falling away. We're becoming lukewarm. The familiar friend, our loved ones, brothers and sisters, are starting to depart from the intimacy with Jesus Christ. Yeah. Taking the easier way. I understand that. I don't look down upon it. I want you to know that. It's not something to look down upon. It breaks my heart, though, because I know what Jesus Christ wants for our lives. I understand what He wants for us in Christ. I'm getting a vision more and more of the unity of the Spirit and the love of God and how knitly joined and compacted and fit together we really are. And I do ache and I do groan. I hurt for the people of God. I hurt for the people, the blood in my own family. The blood in your family. But praise be to God, it's the blood of Jesus that makes it our family. And God help us not to be moved. These are difficult times, brothers and sisters. But help us not to compromise. Help us to stand fast. To hold the fort. As we rejoiced in that father of the prodigal, he loved that son so, but he would not be moved to exit the kingdom.
Son, I'm going to look for you every single day. I'm going to pray for you every single moment. But I'm not going to join you out there. This house, by the grace of God, is God's house. This is God's place. I'm not even sorry if it offends you. If it does, praise God. That's where conviction starts. I don't need to drive it home. Let me tell you something. My kids, your kids, our loved ones, me and you, we've got a lover of our soul that ain't going to quit. And he's going to come, and he's going to come hard, and he's coming fast. Because his coming draweth nigh. He's almost here. Let me tell you something. It's intense love right now. He's getting people ready. We're on learning curves of glory like this right now. He's on the wing. Until we all come is just about here. So brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sad too. But I'm going to tell you something. We must go on. We must go on. Whether it was Gideon and his 300. I love that story, don't you? And whether it's just one, we are well able to overtake it. Yeah. You're never alone with Jesus. We are well over able to overtake it. I'm grateful to God as that sweet little shepherd boy. He looked at all them and that uncircumcised Philistines out there, and you're huddled like little cowards. And the king's appreciating my gumption. But I know he thinks I'm half cocked. And he's given me his armor, but it don't fit. And he said, I've never tried this. Thank God I've never tried this. Quit trying things. Try the Lord. Try him. And that little boy, he knew it. He knew that that wasn't going to get it done. He knew that the army that was, and it wasn't with him, that was there cowering, was never going to get it done. Faith is the victory. And that's an uncircumcised Philistine out there, and he's going down because God has called. He's chosen. He's quickened. He's strengthened. And I appreciate it so incredibly to see this young little lad with a slingshot. He didn't walk up there. He went headlong into that. There was no fear. It was so amazing. You talk about living that life. Goliath, you're meat, man. You don't even get what's going to happen here. I don't know, but the glory of God is with me. And that was the amazing thing. All of those ones were beholding the glory. They were watching it happen. It's an amazing thing to watch the glory of God happen. But I'm telling you, I want David's part. I want to be in the glory. I want to be running full force into that. I want to throw it all on the altar and say, God, you're going to direct this stone. And I know it's going to land perfect. And praise be to God, that's the heart that wins the very heart of God. And I ask you today, so are you going to behold it or are you going to be in it? Huh? Is your heart going to just melt like those fearful ones in the desert? Or are you going to be the mighty men of God? It's almost too late, but you still got today. Isn't that amazing? And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. It's just too good to let slip by. Way too good. And he's called you. And he's chosen you. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for your encouragement. Lord, help it to be real upon hearts here this morning. Lord, the sincerity that you come at us with, we're just so thankful. Lord, just really prick our hearts this morning. Cause something to happen. Let us draw nigh in full assurance of faith, believing you. To know that he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
And thank you, Jesus, you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Thank you again for these lives, Lord. I love my family in the truth. I do. I'm so thankful that we love one another with the love of God. As we fellowship here today, we ask a thanks and a great thanksgiving to the abundance that you've given us, first and foremost in your word, but Lord, truly what you've given us in our lives, Lord, our families, our friends, our loved ones, and God, the food that we're about to receive, Lord, nourish our bodies with it. I thank you for the ones that prepared it today and all the love that's went into it. Now, Lord, let this fellowship of love continue. May you cause our hearts to be stirred that there'll be new ones here today. Let us know that we're family. And praise be to God, there's no grandchildren or nieces and nephews in God. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you that you see us that way. Now cause our hearts to love without dissimulation. May we want to meet and to greet one another with the very love of God. To let people know that we are receiving the grace that gives us the love of God. We thank you. We ask a special anointing upon our camp this week. Bring those in safely that it be ready to come. And God, anoint the ministers that will be bringing forth your word. Every song, all of the teachers, the counselors. May everybody, and the young people especially, to understand what a sovereign and a special and really monumental time it's going to be, because Lord, we're there to receive from you. We're there to please God, and it's wonderful that you've caused us to want to build faith in lives. So we thank you for all of this, Lord. We're grateful people. Help us to even become more humble, because it's truly you that giveth grace to the humble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.